Mara Show.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
You're staring at my boobs.
In my defense, they were.
It's the Mike O'Mara
staring at me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good choice of songs, Rob.
Yeah. I got lucky. What can I say?
Between 2 and 3 on the Richter scale.
There was a report of that. The official measurement is really 1.8, which is just nothing. It's just nothing.
A crane fell over.
Do you even feel a 1.8?
Somebody did. A few people in the area did. They felt that thud that felt like a crane falling over.
We've got the first buzz of the afternoon, but first let's get right to your gas calls at 877-365-3636.
Oh, gasoline.
Yes, Buzz. That's gasoline. What I was talking about. Brandon from Fredericksburg, you're on the show. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. What do you got for us?
Me and my daughter coming down Route 3. Wawa's got them for $3.51 a gallon.
Oh, that's good.
$3.51 is pretty good.
Not bad for regular. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what do you got?
I got out in Chantilly on Willard Road. There's a Shell there behind the Dulles Expo Center for regular gas for $3.62.
Oh, we got it beat. Let's go to Laura in Aspern. Laura, Laura, hey. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Down there where 66 dumps onto 29 near the Gainesville area, 345.
Oh,
wow, that's pretty good.
Is it racetrack?
Well, no, it's not. There's a bunch of gas stations. When you first get on to 29, it's like 359, but you go about a mile, and there's a bunch of gas stations all...
And they're all at that price?
They're all competing at around 345, 346. I filled up my Suburban.
Now, is it true that when you step outside... Like...
That I blew my nose.
No, she didn't.
Just kidding, Laura.
When you get outside, like, city limits, there is a less tax, so it can actually be 6 or 7 cents less if you go outside, like, cities?
You know, I asked one of the guys, I said, how can you guys sell it so cheaply? This was in Manassas, and that's exactly what he said. He said, local taxes really raise the price. So if you figure out where the local taxes are, then you'll know that you're going to pay a little more. So obviously this Gainesville area.
Okay, and now give it to us one more time, because you might be the low person today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll give you a prize, too, because you called in with that. You know, I guess like the 2 or 3 lowest people will give you a prize. Where is it exactly again in the D.C. area?
Well, some people might not think that's D.C., but you go 66 West, and you go past the Prince William Parkway, you know.
Right,
and you
got it.
You take 29 South like you're going to go to Charlottesville.
So you're going towards, you're in Gainesville, right?
Yeah, so it's really Gainesville area.
Gainesville, Virginia, right.
Gainesville, Virginia, and on both sides of the highway, I looked all over, because I was hunting around, $3.45 a gallon.
Wow, it's pretty close to where I live. I might actually head out there this evening.
A couple jersey cans?
With my, yes, sir.
It's worth the drive.
Get my siphoning lips on.
I had to fill up the Suburban, and I got cut off at $85, so I went to another station. It was still $3.45. So
why did you get cut off?
Because there's a limit.
You mean like a limit as far as the credit card or a limit that they sell?
Credit card. Well, I don't know who imposes the limit, but...
The rationing has begun.
Okay, let me put you on hold there, Laura. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can... do a little bit better here. Let's go to Chad. Chad is also in Gainesville. Chad, are you going to talk about 340-something?
Yeah, 345.
Okay, we already got it, Chad. Thank you. Becky from Haymarket. Becky, you going to be talking about those Gainesville prices?
No, I've got the sheets in Haymarket at 353.
Nope. You can go down the street. You can literally go less than a mile down the road and do better than that, I think.
Yeah, I wish I'd known that this morning when I filled up.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling. Let's go to someplace further away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Biddeford, Maine. Let's go to Brian from Biddeford. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, but unfortunately, us people up here in the Northeast, we just can't compete with those prices.
What are you paying up in the Portland, Maine area? What are you paying right now?
$3.58. I just went by one. 363, and unfortunately, those are the cheap ones.
Well, no, I mean, that's about the same around here. We've just got some prices down here that are, you know, they're a little bit better.
And if you're looking at a difference of only 5 or 8 cents a gallon, I mean, on a full tank, that's only $1.60.
Yeah.
That's not going to break anyone's back.
It adds up in the long run, but that 340-something, was it 342 or something like that?
That's really tasty.
That is really, really good in the area. This is the same general area, Warrenton, Virginia. Ronald, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What do you got, Ronald?
Hey, Miguel, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. You got good gas prices?
Yeah, I got $3.49 in Warrenton. And I put gas in the Wawa in Gainesville this morning.
Yes?
But $3.49 too.
$3.49. Okay, we'll put you on hold. We'll give both Laura and Ronald tickets to see Bob Saget. All right?
Let me see. $3.43 a gallon in Haven, Kansas.
Bob Saget live at Warner Theater Friday, June 6th at 8 p.m. Plus, you're entered to win a meet and greet with Bob Saget after the show. Visit livenation.com for ticket information. We'll
Hi,
do that.
Bob.
Let's take a couple more of these and see if we can do better from Northern California. I'd be curious to see what it is out there. Jeff from Sacramento, what do you got out there?
Just want to say, hey, it's good to hear you on the radio, Mike, still.
Any gas prices for us?
Yeah, out here in California, it's arm, leg, and firstborn. That's what it is.
Okay. That's the price. I guess we're not going to get any. Boy, look at these Wichita calls coming in, Buzz.
Everybody. I'm here on 376 in Northern California, 343 in Haven, Kansas.
Let's talk to Michita in Wichita. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What do you got for gas?
I'm at Dillon's at 21st and Mays. And their listed price is $3.41, and if you use your discount card, you get it for $3.39.
$3.39. Wow, I'll put you on hold. Well, actually, we don't have the Saget ticket, so you're just a good Samaritan.
It's close to my dad's house.
Oh, really, Michael in Wichita? Man, Wichita. Michael, what do you got for gas out there?
Same as the other Wichita, $3.41, $3.39.
All right, well, that's good. Then Wichita, I urge everybody from Portland, Maine to drive to Wichita to get the gas prices.
Gas
that's what
is
I
important in Wichita because everything, as I recall, is quite spread out. Mm-hmm. Yes, Buzz?
That's true.
And
that's
so they use a lot of gas to drive, like Houston.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, very
this
much.
Is a good call. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you are calling us from Venezuela. What do you got for us, Patrick,
I'm
in Venezuela?
12 cents a gallon.
12 cents a gallon. Yeah, tell Chavez that we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Well, everybody that called in, we'll do that again. We might do that every couple of days.
I like that.
Just to keep tabs on it. But right now, if you're in the Northern Virginia area, I would say Gainesville, Virginia is probably the Gainesville Haymarket area. Maybe down in Warrenton, Virginia. That's where you want to go.
Or
so
Wichita.
Far, you know, not that good. Yeah, drive to Wichita. That's your only other option. Time for our very first buzz of the day. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Members of several fraternities who supposedly used text messages to make drug deals are among the 96 people arrested in a sting operation at San Diego State University today.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Cash and quantities of cocaine, ecstasy, methamphetamine, and marijuana were seized. The bust was the culmination of a five-month investigation that started after a student died from a coke overdose last year.
Very, very serious stuff. Now, were you doing texting when this was going on?
During the story? No.
What?
Were you texting anybody when this story was coming down? It was just a little bit.
No, I was not texting.
I'm real sorry.
Texting. I see what you're saying. No,
I'm here all week.
My text.
Let me see that card.
Earlier.
Let me see the card.
The card?
The computer thing.
All right.
Yes. Members of several fraternities who allegedly used text messages.
To
make drug deals are among 98 people. Okay. So I said, were you texting during that period of time? And then you looked at me very confused.
I thought you were referring to some other text, and I apologize for the confusion.
Not at all.
Voters at the polls today in North Carolina and Indiana for the Democratic presidential primaries. A former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer says he thinks Hillary Clinton's bid for the White House may be over.
Well, who said this?
This is Tim Romer, former Indiana congressman.
Now, the polls, and I've been watching them rather closely. We will be talking to Bob Seska from Huffington Post because he pays attention to this stuff.
Yes.
Right now, it looks to me like they're saying what they've always been saying. It's going to be a fairly decent victory for him in North Carolina.
Yes.
And Indiana kind of too close to call right now.
Absolutely right.
And if she wins Indiana, then it'll continue to go on because it's still split, right?
If she loses both of them, then, you know, you might see a concession, but we're not really sure
right now.
There's
no guarantee of that, certainly.
I'm getting a little curious. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm curious.
Why?
Because it just, to me, is getting now a little bit more interesting again.
I agree.
I was bored for a long chunk of time, and then this morning I got the mojo going. You know,
I know
for the
this.
Whole thing.
They are both getting so tired that it won't be long before one of them says something really gloriously stupid.
I certainly hope so. We can look forward to that, Rob.
Got my fingers crossed.
187 delegates up for grabs today. Neither Obama nor Clinton are going to get enough delegates to clinch the nomination.
I was watching the oversized head of Mr. Tim Russert, who was talking about this, and
I think he's guilty.
Or it might have been the guy with the little goatee beard that's on NBC that does a lot of chatting about this, and he was saying that even if you threw in the Florida and the Michigan delegates, the pledged delegates, she still doesn't catch up at the end of this. Even if she, you know, unless she overwhelmingly wins both North Carolina and Indiana. So
what is she hoping for?
I don't know.
Some hocus pocus?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, we talked about that nuclear option yesterday, which, by the way, I've been reading more about since we discussed yesterday. Supposedly her people are hot on the idea.
Rob called me when Roker was at the silo, the nuclear silo today out in Montana.
Is there a more useless thing that you could do with a television camera?
He's a good guy.
And him saying, These walls are 4 feet thick, and they were built in 1958. Duh!
I like Roker. Yeah. I do.
He's a stain.
Oh, come on. He's probably going to be. Robbie's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good. I look forward to having him.
Our favorite stain. A man recently fired from an Austin, Texas Walmart is now behind bars for allegedly trying to re-enter the store with a gun and, quote, an unreasonable amount of ammunition, end quote.
Right.
Investigators, yeah, I know. Investigators think 51-year-old Edward William Eberle intended to, quote, commit an act of violence.
Genius. So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Do you think? A Dunkin' Donuts, a McDonald's, and a Popeyes were among the first five New York restaurants to get cited this week under a new law there that requires them to post the calories on their menu items.
Damn
now
it.
I can see why all the world loves the fat man.
I love Popeyes.
I love Popeyes.
Me too. Oh, man.
Are you a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes?
Popeyes.
Are they both sponsors on the show? I'm not sure.
Let's say they are.
Yeah, well, I kind of, sometimes I like both.
Let me tell you this.
I do too.
Popeyes onion rings, they never make it home.
You ever have the Popeyes shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn shrimp?
If you want old-fashioned, you go with KFC. If you want spicy, you go with Popeyes.
You ever have the dirty rice with with also the red beans and rice?
Love that.
I usually buy an extra for breakfast. Yeah, I do. Yeah. That stuff is insane.
Thank you, Rob. I like my rice dirty.
Yeah.
The inspection started yesterday on those New York restaurants. Now, should your kid be eating clown meat? A new product is a log of lunch meat that, when sliced, features the face of a clown.
Oh, I'd buy that. Yeah.
It's 80% pork. The other 20%, we're not so sure.
Ooh, it's porky.
Check your deli counter. Children who exclusively breastfeed for 3 months turn out smarter at age 6.
Hold it. Let me do that again. There we go.
Smarter than the kids outside those parameters.
Right.
I'm sorry to jump in, before we get too far past it, we have a picture of the clown meat at the website.
Clown meat.
So you want to tune in and look at that clown meat.
Well, I have one question about the...
You're not kidding. You really do have a picture.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Clown meat, is it scary?
Scared kids?
I was scared of clowns when I was a boy.
Look for it by the brand name Pennywise.
Clowns are creepy.
Pennywise clown meat.
Many people find clowns creepy and are afraid of them.
And that's, I bet clown meat even creepier.
There is a name for the phobia. I don't know it offhand, but there is a certain clown phobia.
Very good.
I hate me a clown, boy.
Clown meat.
A lot of people do. Children who exclusively breastfed 3 months smarter at age 6 than the kids who were not breastfed exclusively during that period of time.
You don't want to breastfeed and also enjoy clown meat.
That's right.
Otherwise, you'll come out looking like BDK.
Did you know that clowns that breastfeed are funnier?
Yeah, but also, the woman has to go right into the bathroom because she's got to wash up all the makeup.
And the nose gets in the way.
It's disgusting. That's that nasty honk that we hear. Isn't that right, Brad?
You know, even the baby shoes, they're still size 12.
They flop around.
They do.
It takes the kid a lot longer to walk.
They have to grow into them. You know? Researchers still aren't sure if it's an ingredient in the breast milk or if it's the bonding with the mother that makes the kid smarter. A new technology allows parents to check up on their kid's schoolwork every single day if they want. 49 states now have software that allows parents to find out now instead of at the end of the semester. And that includes behavior and attendance as well as academics. At least one mom even prints out the report, adds her own personal notes, and leaves the amended version on her kids' beds.
Buzz, a lot of people are calling about this. Might be gas stuff. I'm not sure. Ronald from Warrington, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is he a clown?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Ronald. What can we do for you?
I'm waiting for my tickets.
Oh, you're waiting for your tickets. We didn't give them to you yet. Okay, we had you on hold. I apologize. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Life is getting tougher for the high school principal in Memphis who outed some gay students. You may remember we talked about this lady the other day.
Mm-hmm.
In at least one case...
I am a gay American.
The young man hadn't even told his mom yet, much less the rest of the world.
Right, right.
The students were outed, who were outed, rather, say that everyone now treats them differently and that they've been excluded from school activities because they've been outed.
But he didn't do it maliciously, right? Isn't that his defense that it was kind of a circumstances that happened where he let their names out? Or?
No, it was a shame. And it was intentional. And
she was being malicious when she did
she's
it.
She's a stain. She had posted in the hallway a list of all of the school's couples.
Okay.
And in one case, the couple was two guys.
It was to cut down on public displays of affection.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Okay, I remember that. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying specifically,
right.
She wasn't doing this in a homophobic way, right? They were a legitimate couple,
no,
isn't
she,
this right?
She did it in a stupid, ignorant way because
right.
then a teacher read the list and started excluding the gay kid from the field trips and calling the gay kid's mom to out him to his mother.
So the teacher was a homophobe, but the principal that put the list up was stupid to do it.
Exactly.
But it was not done because she wanted to punish the. What I'm saying
that we don't know her motive. We don't know her motive. But you're right. I see the point you're
making. It sounds to me like this was not done in a really homophobic way by the principal. It was just really not the brightest thing to do. And then it got picked up on by one of the teachers who was a homophobe.
Who made it worse.
Excluding the kids. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here.
So far, the school board has stood up for Daphne Beasley, the principal. But now the Memphis school board is facing a huge lawsuit that it is not likely to win. The ACLU is all over this.
This just in.
Yes.
The fear of clowns? Coolrophobia.
Coolrophobia.
Coolrophobia. C-O-U-L-R-O phobia.
Should be clownrophobia.
I think so.
Or clownophobia.
Barnumphobia.
Barnumphobia.
Coming up in the second buzz, Rodman in rehab. And coming up in the final buzz, measuring the economy with lipstick. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. We will talk to Bob Seska because he really knows more about politics than we do.
I think so.
And I hate to say that because he was actually Buzz's intern about a million years ago.
We should have listened.
We'll talk Barack, Hillary, maybe even John McCain.
Cool.
And lots more fun when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.